threw on one of these maces and then you fell off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
What is that edge, that drop-off called?
I really don't know.
Or remember there's a song, there'll be bluebirds over the white...
Cliffs of Dover.
There we go. And plural is cliffs, what would the singular be?
Cliff?
Yeah, okay. And you tell me a little about... I guess you did some irrigation when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could tell me a little about that. About where you get the water from and where you send it.
Our mother, most of them come out of a creek, mm-hmm. and you have a diversion dam and put it in the irrigation ditch, and you run it down on your meter, and then you have another couple of three diversion dams, and you spread it out on the laterals, and then you have what they call spreader dams on them, and spread it out some more until you run what says clear across your field.
And about how many acres would you irrigate at a time?
It all depends on the amount of water.
Now, was there what would you call a small reservoir where you would keep water, perhaps, for watering?
Oh, a dike.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would they ever use the term pond, or maybe tell me what that would be?
Well, a pond, we hardly ever use, because in our country, it's a dike and it's caught from runoff. And a dike is just diking up the runaway water, you might say. And the pond is what the water is what you collected.
Okay, and a dike is a...
Is a dam. It's generally a dirt dam.
I see. Okay. Are there terms... What different types of poor soil are found around here?
Poor?
Uh-huh.
Good old gumbo and sandstone.
Could you explain those? Gumbo is what?
Well, it's a clay. A clay that's hard when it's hot and it's... sticky take when it's duet. And sandstone is very poor. It's a coarse sandstone rock. Doesn't grow anything good. Hardly ever grows anything, really.
Are there types of productive soil?
Oh, yeah. They've got a sandy loam soil that grows pretty good potatoes, and most grains.